The gospel reading, our Lord pronounced blessed those who hear the word of God and keep it. We have to ask ourselves, are we doing that? If we look throughout human history, we see that people have made quite a habit of being able to ignore the parts of Scripture that they don't like. We like to say that we believe in God, we like to say that we're faithful to our Lord, and then we say things like, well, yeah, but. There aren't any buts when it comes to the Word of God. The truth hasn't changed. We can't suggest that, you know, that was way back then and this is now and things have changed and therefore we don't need to live according to that anymore. The truth hasn't changed. The truth remains the truth. So we look at our Blessed Lady and we recognize she is, as our Lord makes very clear, more blessed in her discipleship than in her maternity. She is more blessed because she heard the word of God and kept it than the fact that she gave birth to the word of God. But of course, she couldn't have given birth to the word of God had she not first conformed herself perfectly to the word of God. And that's the example that all of us can follow, striving to conform ourselves to God's word, to be able to listen to what our Lord tells us, to listen to what the Holy Spirit speaks to us through the apostles and through the prophets, and to be able to look at that and say, that's how I'm supposed to live my life. Now, again, there are some things in there where we can say, yes, that's a cultural thing, or that's something that, because of circumstances, we don't follow anymore. In the Old Testament, there are moral laws and there are ritual laws. The ritual laws have all been done away with. Our Lord proclaimed all that. The moral laws are all still in effect. So again, we can look at some of those things and say, yeah, but it says in Scripture that it's like, yes, if there are kosher laws, if there are ritual laws, those things we don't have to worry about. The Lord proclaimed all foods clean, did all those sorts of things. We don't have to worry about those. The moral laws we still have to follow. But then we look at our Lord's teaching and what he's called us to. And even though, again, in our humanness, we can come up with all kinds of rationalizations for why we don't have to follow this or that, it's interesting that when we read about the saints, what we're going to find is the same thing over and over again. They followed what God said. They lived according to the word of God. And they became saints. So one could probably posit pretty easily that if people who don't follow the word of God don't become saints and people who follow the word of God are canonized saints, maybe the better way is to follow the way of God. It's recognized throughout the last couple of thousand years that that's the way of holiness, that that's the way to life. Jesus, remember, condemned the scribes and Pharisees because while they followed the details of the law, they set aside the weightier parts of the law because they didn't like it. He said, you've set aside the word of God for mere human traditions. So once again, right from the mouth of our Lord, he's looking at this saying, it's not that the human traditions are bad. They're not the law of God. They're not on the same par as the Word of God. So we have to be able and striving to conform ourselves to God's Word. We live in a society that has rejected God's Word. We live in a situation where most people who call themselves Catholic have rejected the fullness of the Catholic truth. So you're going to look weird if you're going to follow the Scriptures, if you're going to try to conform yourself to the Word of God. Even the people who love to call themselves Bible Christians pick and choose what they want out of the Bible. If it doesn't fit what their preconceived ideas are, they just reject it. We can't be doing that. It's either the Word of God or it's not. If it's not the Word of God, fine, ignore it. If it's human wisdom that's reasonable, well, listen to it, that's fine. But if it's not the Word of God, then it's not something that absolutely has to be done. But when we're talking about the Word of God, we need to conform ourselves to that. God gave it to us for a reason. He doesn't waste any words. The amazing thing is, if you listen to what the spiritual writers will tell us, if God, for instance, were to speak to you in prayer, it's normally 5 words or less. And it's indelibly imprinted in you. 50 years from now, you'll be able to remember it just as clearly as if it happened yesterday. And then you read the scriptures, and it's a couple of thousand pages. It's like, wow, God rarely says anything that's more than about 5 words, and yet he gives us a couple of thousand pages that's inspired by the Holy Spirit. He wants us to know how we're supposed to live, and he's laid it out for us. If he doesn't waste words, then we can't assume that he's wasting any words in Scripture either. So while there are things that are explanatory and there are historical things and there are prayers and things like that, we do need to be able to look at where the truth is in the Scriptures. It is all the Word of God. Even the historical parts, even the parts that are whatever, it's all part of God's Word. It's there for a reason. There's something that he wants us to learn from these stories or from these episodes or events, whatever they are. So we can't just ignore it. We can't just push it aside. We need to look at it and say, if this is what God wanted me to hear, then I need to hear it. That's the example of our Blessed Lady. So when she is pronounced blessed because she heard the Word of God and kept it, then you and I are going to be in that same boat. We will be blessed if we hear the Word of God and keep it, which kind of suggests we're not so blessed if we hear the Word of God and don't keep it. So we want to strive for that, to look at those areas in prayer and ask ourselves, where am I setting aside the Word of God for human tradition? Or worse, where am I setting aside the Word of God for my own preference, for my own opinion? Where is God's truth less important to me than my own idea? That's where we want to bring ourselves into conformity with what God has taught us. As he's taught us these things for our good. He's taught us these things so that we could become saints, to help us to conform ourselves to his holy will, and in doing so become the persons that he created us to be.